All right, girls. Well, we rehearsed. Drums.
Girl, we sound mad good.
She's an icon. She's a legend. She's an icon. She's a legend.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife.
You know who said that? Jane Austen. The queen.
An Asian American man jumps out of bed.
Pretty dope way to start a story, right? Well, no offense to my girl Jane, but that sounds like some hetero nonsense. Listen, I don't know much about a good fortune, but not every single man is looking for a wife.
Hey. Oh. Hey, you. You're still here, which is awesome. Except, you have to leave.
Sorry, what?
No. Listen. Last night was fun.
His black date smiles.
Seriously, you gotta go.
A word appears. Thursday.
Yeah, I know that looked a little harsh, but he had boyfriend energy, and that is just not me. Besides, this week is sacred. We're going to Fire Island. It's like gay Disney World. Fun for the whole family. Except when I say family.
Get on the boat!
I think about those faggots.
Let's go!
Please don't cancel me. I'm reclaiming it. To me, it just means, sisters.
Stupid bitch Noah every year.
Oh, I made it, didn't I?
How? You missed every train.
I took a lift.
What? From Bushwick? What is that, like a $300 ride? How are you paying for this?
You finally saw the OnlyFans?
It's called a credit card, idiot. Literally never made a student loan payment who would give you a credit card.
Amanda at Forever 21.
Amanda! Oh.
So yeah, we're poor. Not like poor, but poor as in none of us have a chance in hell of buying property ever. But this is what brought us together. We all met almost 10 years ago working at the same cursed brunch spot in Williamsburg.
Bottomless mimosas, bitches!
Back then, we were broke queers, subsisting off predatory student loans and brunch tips.
Come here, bitch.
That's Luke and Keegan. They met in theater school. They were both eventually kicked out of the program, but they're still convinced they're stars. They're sweet Max.
Can you guys be a little bit more quiet?
Super smart, but he can be a little uptight. He claims he doesn't come on this trip to hook up, but he puts out in the meat rack just like the rest of us. And then there's Howie. The best of us on almost every level. He deserted me a few years ago for some cush startup job in San Francisco, but he still makes it back every year for this trip. Our bond goes a little deeper than everyone else's for complex spiritual reasons, and, well...
Oh, Jackie Chan, hey.
You got a refill here, bud?
In a flashback.
All the obvious ones, too.
Howie, an Asian American man in glasses, chugs from a drink pitcher.
Yeah, well, looks like it's that time.
Noah removes his shirt.
You know, a lot of people on Twitter think body positivity has actually gone too far.
Uh-huh.
Why would you conform to this community's toxic body standards?
Whatever, I'm still invisible to most of these people.
What does that make me?
No fast, no fams, no Asians. No overboo, you're still two out of the three.
Bitchy, yes, but not wrong. In our community, money isn't the only form of currency. Race, masculinity, abs. Just a few of the metrics we use to separate ourselves into upper and lower classes. Of course, I don't care about all that shit, but... what can I say? I'm a class traitor.
And this is why straight people hate us.
I mean, also, heteronormativity, Judeo-Christian mythology, anal...
whatever. Who cares what they think? We're not gonna see one for like a fucking week.
Noah, athletically built. Luke, white with a tan. Keegan, mixed race with bleached hair. Max, black with a bucket hat. And Howie in glasses and a collared shirt, right on the rooftop of a ferry. They head toward an island. Pink outlined letters form a title, Fire Island. Yachts dock along the coast of the island. Vacationers wait from patio seating. The ferry cruises up to a marina and docks. The ferry passengers wave from the rooftop seating. Beyond a neighborhood of condos, waves roll in on a picturesque beach.
There's nothing to it.
Later, the crew rolls luggage down a boardwalk.
I forgot how far away the house is.
Hey.
Hey. Stop being weird. Okay, it's a nice human gesture.
Men approach.
Hey.
How are you guys?
No thanks.
This place is so toxic.
Why? Because of those guys? Fuck them. As far as I'm concerned, we are the hottest people here.
Luke's right. Why would you say hello to someone you don't want to fuck?
Because fucking isn't the only reason some people come here.
No, that is the only reason that you come here.
No, I also come here to read. I contain multitudes.
She thinks that makes her less of a whore than the rest of
us. No, I just know who I am, and that's empowering. Besides, anybody can fuck on Fire Island.
Okay, the only reason you don't is because you have this. Sorry, that was an involuntary response. I'm fine, seriously.
On a trail.
It's actually a logistical nightmare to fuck on this island. At least if you want to do it indoors, you know? No privacy anywhere.
That's what the outdoors are for, girl.
Ew, have you heard of ticks? Okay, how about their best friend? Lyme disease. I'm serious.
Bitch! I knew I smelled some bottoms!
They rush a tattooed woman by a pool.
And that is Aaron, the last member of our makeshift little family. Career brunch server, age unknown, lesbian scam queen. 5 years ago, she made a mini fortune after she ate a piece of glass at a major Italian chain restaurant and won a huge settlement.
They hug Aaron.
She even got a little tattoo above her vagina that says, "All you can eat salad."
They burst into Aaron's home.
Come on, team. Okay.
First thing she did with the money was buy a little house on the island. She invites us to stay with her every year.
Framed photos of their friend family hang on the walls.
In exchange, we let her believe she's the closest thing any of us have to a mother.
It feels like it gets smaller every year.
Are you kidding me? It's perfect. For me, at least, it's sort of true.
Fuck mom.
Erin wraps her arm around Noah. Later, Howie sketches on a duck. Noah opens a champagne bottle. He sits with Howie.
Coming here was a mistake. I can't believe you talked me into this again.
What the fuck are you talking about? You know the only time I see you now is on FaceTime?
No, I'm serious. We used to come here to be gay and stupid, and now I come here, I just feel terminally alone.
Alone? Look around. We're literally swimming in dick.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean like existentially lonely. And here in SF, never had a boyfriend.
Oh, monogamy industrial complex rears its ugly head. Listen, I've never had a boyfriend either, and I'm fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm not you.
Yeah, well, you could be. All you have to do is get laid once in a while.
Oh, fuck off.
No, I'm serious. I mean, why not? You're cute, you're funny, you're consistently the least repellent to men out of all of us. I mean, be your wingman. Everybody should fuck on Fire Island at least once. It's like our birthright.
Why is this so important to you?
Oh, my God, you've never had sex.
No.
Fine. Do you remember when we met? I was like a completely different person back then. I felt invisible all the time. I was miserable. And then we came out here. And I don't know, something clicked. You know, I realized how much power I was giving away to other people to make me feel a certain way. And I took it all back. Started to do some self-improvement. And my whole life changed. Babe, you don't need a boyfriend. You just need to learn how to protect yourself a little bit more, because all this romance bullshit is making you way too vulnerable. You're like an open wound.
Yeah, but I want the romance bullshit. I like the rom-com stuff, like kissing in the rain and standing outside my window with a boombox or confessing things in a gazebo. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. It's just shit like that doesn't happen in real life. The only real thing is you and me. Fuck the rest.
Fine, if you're so invested in this, I will try and get laid, but I have to be attracted to him, he has to be nice to me, and no weird fetishes. I'm not letting some guy like stick his foot in my ass just so I can say I got some.
Okay, a little kink-shamey, but point taken. No settling. You were gonna have missionary vanilla sex with the man of men...
Oh.
Of your dreams. I'm...
Literally, I'm not even going to look at another guy until you get laid.
Okay? I'm serious. My only mission this week is to make sure you're happy, that you know I know everything, and that I'm always right.
Yeah, that definitely won't come back to fuck me.
Cheers.
Cheers. When is she going to do what she says she's going to do? Put in a hot tub, because they know now that they kill STIs. That's just like a known fact in science.
Yeah, like, you're putting our health at risk.
Oh, my God, are you guys complaining right now? We're literally in paradise. Let's go talk to cute boys.
I think I just saw a ticket in my room.
Max knocks Noah's phone into the pool. Noah dives in for it. Later, he drops it in a bowl and pours rice over it.
Okay, you know what? This is a good thing. This is a positive development for me.
Don't try and spend this.
It'll give you the opportunity to unplug from social media this week.
Oh my God, what am I going to look at when I shit?
Well, did you get AppleCare? Because my dad says if you don't get AppleCare, you really have no one to blame but yourself.
What about me having an iPhone 6 Plus in 2022 makes you think I can afford AppleCare?
Girl, just get mommy Erin to buy you a new one.
Don't be gross. Unless you can. I mean, if you... Never mind. I'm just kidding. That was just a joke.
Oh, no. It's not about the phone. It's everything. Girls, I have some terrible news. We're broke.
What? How is that possible?
Well, you know me. I've never been good with money. I was an early investor in Quibi. This house was the only good investment I ever made, which is why I have to sell it.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. This is our last summer.
No, don't be ridiculous. The island's always going to be here.
I mean, except the whole climate change thing.
Okay.
You don't need me.
Yeah, I do. I mean... Personally, I need all of you. It wouldn't be the same if we didn't come together.
Erin, no, you're going to make me cry.
They hug Erin.
Okay, enough. Enough of this. It's all right. We still have this week. So let's pull ourselves together and get ready for tea.
Let's go to tea.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
you're right.
We're doing tea. We're doing tea.
Why no one's going to know. Can I trade someone a Crest White Strip for a prep pill?
I got you.
As his friends split up, Noah stands in front of the wall of framed photos.
Guess I better make this week count, huh?
A photo shows the six of them lounging around a wooden picnic table. Later, they strut in slow motion down a dock. Luke wears a wrestling singlet and a whistle. They join an outdoor party.
Back when it was all but illegal for us to exist, the tea dance, as it was called back then, was a discreet way for us to gather and dance without getting arrested. Tea has evolved a lot since those early days. But when it comes to sex, some things never change.
Keegan and Luke stare at their phones.
Are you guys seriously on Grindr right now? Look where we are.
Okay, Miss Bitch. If you had a phone right now, you'd be grinding as well.
I can't imagine this is what the gay liberation front envisioned for us.
I'm pretty sure other than the Charlie XCX remix, this is exactly what they envisioned for us.
Seriously, what is the point of gay liberation if we can't feel a little liberated?
Howie dances. Three men, a white brown-haired man in a collared shirt, a white man wearing a gold chain and showing his bare chest, and a frowning, clean-cut Asian-American man watch them.
Oh my God, don't worry about it, but I think this guy over here is a little obsessed with you.
What? Him?
The man in the collared shirt.
Who are you looking at?
Wait, are we checking someone out? Oh my God, back it up. I'll take one. Great.
Yeah, they can definitely tell we're looking at him now.
The man checking out Howie waves.
Did he just wave? Yeah, and smile. That wouldn't be someone, right? Be right back. Go over there, what are you doing?
Just giving us a couple of drinks.
Girl, they are hot.
I don't want to push too hard, but the sooner Howie lets go of his insecurities and gets laid, the sooner I can get laid.
Noah sees the serious friend of the man interested in Howie.
Hey.
Howdy.
Oh, God.
A man steps between them.
Couldn't help notice you looking at me earlier.
No, I wasn't looking at you.
I'm Moses. Are you Korean?
You look Korean.
I have a sense. Let me get your drink.
Noah grabs the serious man.
My boyfriend here, and he's gonna grab it for us.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand what's going on.
Honey, are you Filipino? You look Filipino.
I'm gonna go.
He leaves Noah with Moses, white in a bandana.
Two Shirley Temples, please. Okay, somebody else has to come get the drinks.
What
What are we looking at?
Darren found that guy's Instagram.
Okay, that's frightening.
I hope he's cool, though, because his friend turned out to be kind of a dud.
Private Instagram? It's like, what's he hiding?
We know his name is Charlie, and he's got a dog emoji and a plant emoji and a stethoscope emoji. What a riddle.
Okay, we're going to have to solve that later, because it looks like they're leaving. What are you doing? Trust me.
Noah pushes Howie toward the trio.
It's fine. No, it's fine.
Howie trips.
What is your fucking problem?
Whoa, are you all right? It's fine. It happens all the time.
Does it really? Must have very strong bones.
Just my knees, I guess.
Charlie nods.
Oh, God, that does not sound right. Sorry.
Were you guys going? Because we were going to catch the sunset.
So weird. We were, too.
Oh, great. I'm Charlie, by the way.
We know.
What?
Never mind. Just keep walking.
Do you want some whiskey? It would help with your knees. You trust me, I'm a doctor.
No! Noah covers Aaron's mouth as they follow Howie and Charlie. Rainbow flags flutter on a beach. Howie sits with Charlie.
What are those called?
Strawberry.
Look at those two. Absolutely perfect. Except for one small thing.
Hey, sorry. What do you do again?
The friends. That's problem number one.
I do graphic design for this startup.
Cooper, who told us immediately that he's a brand manager. Whatever that is.
And I'm a big, powerful lawyer like Christine Baranski in The Good Wife.
Seriously?
No. Christine is the only lawyer I trust. The rest of them are all pretty evil.
Oh, actually, Will is a lawyer.
Problem number two. Will. He's from L.A., super rich, and thinks he's way better than all of us.
My bad. Sorry. I'm just a nurse, you know. Essential services. Saving lives.
What concentration? Trauma?
Oh, no. Free clinic for gay sluts. We mostly just weigh people and steal doxycycline for prophylactic purposes. Oh, my God, it's starting. Look alive.
Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
The sun sets.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm proud of you, girl. You said.
Congratulations, everyone.
The two friend groups rise from their seats on the dock.
I love her. Love that girl.
I'll see you tomorrow, girl.
It's just a stupid bit we like to do.
It's funny. You're funny.
Charlie smiles at Howie.
Well, it's nice meeting you, and I'll see you around the island.
Yeah, totally.
They shake hands.
What the fuck are you doing? Do you want to get fucked or not?
I mean, not really. Plus, he's like super hot doctor, and I'm...
Do not finish that sentence. You are a prize to be won, okay? So get over there and seal the deal.
Oh!
Sorry.
Wow.
Hey, would you boys like to come to sort of like an after party at ours? It's very chill. It's just like wine and a hot tub.
Oh. You know what? We actually would love to, but we got to check with our house because I think we have other plans, but we'd love to fit you in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's like a soft plan to go to their house for like a hot tub thing.
Yes!
What? Everybody shut up.
Wait. Socks. Yes.
Absolutely.
Hell
be
yeah,
chill.
Girl.
Yeah, that should work for us.
At night.
I really don't think we needed to bring anything.
Yeah, and I feel like if you did want to bring something, a full bottle of wine would have been the play here.
Are you crazy? I just told you we're broke.
Wait. Do they have a house on the beach?
Well, we can't go over there. We are literal trash.
Guys, I'm sure their house is just like ours.
We're here.
They reach a modern mansion.
Yeah, we definitely can't bring that in here.
A lot of people think you have to be successful, white, and rich with 7% body fat to vacation on Fire Island. Those people are all at this party.
Excuse me? Can we help you?
That's code. He does not want to help us.
Yeah. Hi. Is Charlie here?
I think you may have the wrong house.
Why would you think that? Oh my god. You all.
You know them?
Of course. They're the cute little friends we made at tea.
And cute little friends is code for not a fuckable one in the bunch.
Get up here. Don't be rude, Brayden.
Get up here, he says. Demander.
Hey, you guys smell good. Abercrombie and Fitch beers.
We should talk, Brayden.
These things is nice. Bitch, I feel like we're puzzled.
Oh, wait. What's the sex? I want to order down.
Upstairs.
Fish, you're on snacks. I'm on drinks.
Okay. Ooh.
A shot.
I got this. I was a bartender.
You were a bar back.
Semantics.
You really want to slow down. It's like night one. Jesus.
Oh, excuse me, Dad. You're not your errand before. We have to make the most of this night.
Fair point.
Oh?
My God, bitch.
Look at all of this cheese.
Bring that over here. I can use that as a garnish.
Guess you guys aren't bottoming tonight.
Actually, I'm one of the cleanest ever, I've been told, bottom-wise. Can you cut limes right now?
Cut limes?
We can handle knives.
Noah spots Will across the room. They lock eyes. Noah heads into another room where Charlie and Howie chat in a hot tub.
Okay, really important.
Hey, guys. What a miss.
I was just explaining this SNL sketch. He's never seen gays in space.
Honestly, the way you explained it,
I don't even want to watch the sketch now.
You should probably watch the sketch. I refuse to.
Well, why are you being
adamantly?
Charlie, have you seen Will? I can't find him.
He's hiding. Oh, no, I haven't. But if you will excuse me, I'll be right back. Cooper, have you heard of gays in space?
Is that like Spaceball?
Girl, please tell me you have not spent the entire conversation walking him through old SNL sketches.
Shut up, it's a classic. But no, it's been nice. He's a pediatrician, isn't that so adorable?
Sure, but is he like a top or a bottom? Did he eat ass? Is he on prep? Have you gained no vital information?
It's not like that. I think he just likes talking to me.
Well, then what the fuck are we doing here? These people are not our people, okay? I was talking to one of them. He thinks Lindsey Graham was in the Parent Trap.
Yikes.
I gotta pee.
Noah marches away from Howie.
Lindsey Graham in the Parent Trap. I would watch them.
In a bathroom, Noah washes, then dries his hands with a towel. He checks his reflection and runs his hand down his muscular stomach.
Let's see what Charlie's working with.
He opens a toiletry bag.
Nothing like Reese.
I will say that for
him. I just met him, so it's kind of hard to know.
He hasn't asked me what I'm into one time. Yeah, that's so nice.
I'm just saying, you've been single for, what, a month?
Calm down. I think that he's cute. And funny. That's okay. All that I said.
Translation? He wants to dick my friend down.
What about his friends?
They're nice.
They're clearly using us for free liquor. Have you seen the way they're drinking?
Okay, yeah. They're a little quirky, but,
what about Noah?
He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's not hot enough to be that annoying, though.
I'm so glad I invited you. You're always so positive.
Why am I here, Charlie?
Because Cooper's just a family friend, and I wanted a real friend with me. Is that so bad?
I just want you to be careful, that's all. You're a good person, and people take advantage of that all the time, and especially the kind of people that come here.
What does that mean?
This place is like a playground for superficial, vapid morons.
Will, promise me you'll try to have a good time. Okay.
Charlie leaves, then Will follows. Noah listens in on them from the bathroom. Downstairs, Howie and Charlie chat.
Everything has like buckles on it.
It's like his color.
We were just talking about you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. They were wondering where you got your Speedo from.
It's so cute. Did you get it on Amazon?
No, it's an heirloom. It's been in my family for generations.
What?
Mine's this little boutique brand. You probably haven't heard of them.
Is it Charlie? Because it says Charlie in big bold letters on your ass.
I'm sorry, am I being annoying?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a problem.
Luke and Keegan bring snacks and drinks to the hot tub.
Are they bringing cheese into the hot tub?
We are so sorry. We're going to take them home right now.
You stay. We got this, right?
Absolutely. Thank you. We had such a great time. Wonderful party. Put that brie down. No, not in the water!
Hey, what is going on with you tonight?
Okay, listen, do you like that guy? Is he nice to you? Has he expressed any interest in kinky sex?
Yes, yes, no.
Then it doesn't matter what's going on, okay? You got this.
They touch fingers.
But whatever you do, do not let these people think that they are better than us, because at the end of the day...
Oh, that is nasty!
Luke vomits into a vase. Keegan pats his back.
One of them stole the speaker. I don't know where it goes.
Aaron gives a speaker to Noah.
Never mind.
Bro, get that shit out.
He's on prep.
Noah gives the speaker to Howie, then escorts Luke out.
You guys ever see Gays in Space?
Charlie, Cooper, Will, and Brayden stare at Howie. On Friday, Noah wakes in bed alone. He grins at the empty spot next to him.
That's my girl.
Noah struts out into the living room.
Hey, did Howie make it home last night?
No, if you can believe it.
That little whore.
Our little Howie with a doctor. It'll be just like having health insurance again.
Okay, chill out. It's just a one-night thing.
No, we don't even know if anything happened. Maybe they killed him.
Okay, don't be bitter. Did anybody bother to text him?
I did, but it went to green. Maybe Keegan's right. Although, you are more likely to get murdered in your own home.
That's why I never host.
Fuck. You know what? I bet his phone died. I'll go get him.
Noah walks down one of the boardwalks. He enters the mansion. Brayden appears on the stairs in a workout outfit.
Excuse me. Can we help you?
Seriously? This again? Oh, my God.
Howie?
Oh, my God. Hi. See, Brayden? I'm a friend. Is Howie still here?
He is, poor thing. I think he drank a little too much last night. Top shelf stuff hits a little different than well.
Can I go check on him?
Cooper points with his arm.
Last night. Literally last night.
Noah passes Brayden. He wanders into the kitchen, finding Will shirtless.
Hey. You're back.
Yeah, just came to check on my friend.
Your friend's upstairs, I think.
Great.
Wait.
Will retrieves a water bottle from the fridge.
Here. You might need this.
Thanks.
I also just want to say sorry about last night. Brayden wasn't super welcoming. So.
Brayden, you're apologizing for Brayden.
I don't understand.
Listen, little tip, the tap water here totally safe to drink, so you don't have to pollute the oceans or waste your money with water bottles.
Will smirks. He takes the water bottle.
You're right.
He drops it in the trash.
Noted.
Noah moves on. Will removes the bottle from the trash and drops it in recycling. He braces on the counter. Upstairs in the bathroom.
Look at you, superstar.
I want to die.
What happened? I haven't seen you like this since your Four Loko days.
I think it's the expensive booze. I guess my body is used to well.
Where are people getting this? That's not science.
Oh, I'm humiliated.
Oh, no. I take it you didn't make it happen with the doctor last night?
No. Spent most of the night in here. But he did stay up with me, though.
Well, that's good. It means he's into you. But it is day two. I think we should start looking into other options.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure there's tons of cute guys on this island who would miss a party to watch me puke.
Well, he is a doctor, so he sort of has to.
Right. He did this thing, though, where he was rubbing my back while I was sick, and I don't know how to explain it, but it felt really intimate. I don't know. It's stupid. I'm being stupid.
No, you're not being stupid. It's just don't get sucked into one guy's orbit.
Right.
Knock, knock.
Hi, sorry. Will told me you were up here. I just came to check on our patient.
Well, he's pregnant. And he's not raising this baby alone.
I'm fine. Thank you again for everything.
Of course, don't mention it. Honestly, my back feels incredible. I might just start sleeping on the bathroom floor every night.
This is bleak.
Hey, Charlie, do you want to come and eat dinner at our house tonight as, like, a thank you?
Well, you don't have to do that.
Oh, please. You took such good care of Howie. Let us repay you.
Can I invite the rest of my house? That could be fun, right?
Charlie looks at Will.
Sure. The more the merrier.
At the house.
What were you thinking, spreading a dinner on me like this?
You love throwing dinner parties. It actually makes it really stressful to be friends with
well,
you.
Well, for you, I could put out a platter of uncooked hot dogs and you kids would eat it right up.
No, we wouldn't. We can cancel if you want.
I would rather die. Go to the pantry. I'll text you a list. Find anything dented, labelless, or on the brink of expiration. Fly, you fools!
All right.
All right,
enough.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Bitch, where we going?
In a store.
And for you to charge $11 for one box of Cheez-Its, which you fully well know a box of Cheez-Its is on average $7.59 in any store in New York, and I don't throw this term around lightly, sweetheart, is homophobic.
Sir, I don't set the prices.
I don't care.
Sir.
I'm not done.
I mean, he's not wrong. The prices here are psychotic. And you can all thank capitalism for that, by the way.
Calm down, Bernie Sanders. I personally love the pantry. Small businesses are the lifeblood of this country.
And also, who says we have to pay?
Yeah, when we lived above that Whole Foods in college,
we got so good at stealing.
You would not believe how many Kind bars I can fit in Keegan's ass.
My girl's like a Costco.
Wait, like in whole or like just between the cheeks?
I don't know.
A mustachioed man with high cheekbones checks out Noah.
Okay, crazy hot guy checking me out by the parties.
I know, I saw, but we're not doing me right now. We're doing you and that pink little hole of yours.
Oh, you stop. Gross. Forget I said anything. Here, go do something useful and dent these cans so we can get a discount.
Elsewhere in the store, Noah taps cans on the floor.
Hey. It was like this when I found it. Oh.
Shit. This is humiliating.
It's cool.
The mustachioed guy takes a can from Noah and hits it on another.
I'm poor too.
I meant what I said to Howie. I'm committed to my duties as wingman, which makes meeting someone who looks like this...
You definitely read the ethical slug.
Yeah, it's formative. I mean,
extremely inconvenient.
Part of the reason why I'm so fucking annoying, you know? Like, that and my parents. They're so messed up. It's like, what has heteronormativity ever done for them?
What are you guys even talking about over here?
Bro, Noah always does this. You meet someone fun, and then she scares them away while her talking. Should have
some media. Who is Howie talking to? Oh, them again.
Shit.
The group brings the mustachioed guy to Howie, who speaks with Charlie.
It's like Gatorade without the mask.
Hello. Oh, my goodness.
I hope that you did not get all this for us.
Hi, Dex. Wait, how do you guys know Dex?
We just met. Is he with you guys?
No.
We just know a lot of the same people, I guess.
Yeah, I knew Will back in California.
Will, you didn't strike me as a teeny tiny little ice cream cone sort of guy. That's cute.
Will throws his ice cream.
It's melting.
Huh.
Okay. Well, we should get all this home. We will see you guys at dinner.
Yeah, actually, Dex, why don't you come?
Yes, you have to.
Oh my God, please.
Yeah, come.
Yeah, it'll give you a chance to catch up with Will.
That'd be fun, right?
Charlie taps Will, who glares.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, so we really have to go. Raw chicken, direct sunlight.
Of course.
All right, bye.
We'll see you later.
Later.
See you later.
Bye, Howie.
And Charlie.
I didn't prepare for an extra person, but...
What are you up to, you little troll?
I just thought I'd make dinner a little more interesting, that's all.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay to see you?
At the end of a boardwalk, waves roll onto the beach. In a wooded area, a small deer hops onto another boardwalk.
Something important to understand about Fire Island... is that time sort of works differently here. For whatever reason, call it magic or too many drugs, a full day in the pines can equal anywhere between a week to 3 months out in the real world.
Noah watches Charlie and Howie walk together.
You can catch feelings after just one day.
People don't like it.
Cooper and Will stroll along the pool.
All
kinds of feelings.
Noah rolls his eyes and returns to reading.
I really thought every house on the island had a hot tub.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? We have a GoFundMe set up, so fingers crossed. Hi, by the way, where's the rest of your house?
Yeah, Braden and the boys, they're feeling a little tired.
Well, thank God you had the energy.
Oh, God. 5 minutes and you've already found a book?
Yeah, that's mine.
You're reading Alice Munro?
Yeah, I blazed through Animorphs already, so...
No, no, sorry, I just didn't think anybody would be reading here.
You're so good. I always mean to.
Yeah, well, I just do, like, audiobooks and stuff. Or a podcast.
What kind of a gay person goes on vacation to do homework? A literate one?
You're so funny. You're also funny. Very biting, like,
Do you know who Amy Schumer is?
Hey, I want to show you something that I'm going to think of when I get inside, so why don't we go do that?
I'm going to FaceTime my mom before I get too fucked up tonight. I forgot her birthday again. What's your Wi-Fi password?
Cherry Jones, but all the E's are threes.
Cooper saunters away, leaving Will with Noah. Will reads Noah's book.
So, you a big reader?
Noah sits with him.
I am.
And you, Noah, do you like to read?
I do, Will. Thank you so much for asking. That's how conversations work, generally speaking, in my experience.
So why would I ask you a question I already know the answer to?
It doesn't have to be that question specifically. Do you really not know how this works?
So what's your favorite story?
I don't know. Powers. It's, you know, it's quintessential Alice. It's got all the narrative restraint and beautiful prose, and then at the same time, it's this weird departure for her.
Really? How?
Well, normally what she writes about is so domestic, you know? And then in this one, she's like, here's this girl with superpowers, and it's crazy. Like,
I don't know if that's definitive.
Yeah, it is. The story is literally called Powers. That girl has superpowers.
Well, in terms of the story that she's actually telling, I don't think it ultimately matters
okay,
if she
well,
has
powers.
Okay, well,
if it ultimately doesn't matter, then why are we arguing about it?
I didn't think we were arguing.
So let me win.
Okay.
Will licks his lips.
You win.
Somehow, I'm mad and horny.
Holly and Charlie come outside.
Oh, damn. Howie doesn't normally show people that sketchbook. He must really like your friend.
I see.
Is there a problem?
I don't know your friend, okay, but I do know Charlie, and people tend to mistake his kindness for affection.
Okay, well, I know Howie, and I think he just wants to show your friend some doodles, so chill.
Excuse me, gay community! Look who we found! The king! Literally just said the funniest thing ever. Tell him what you said. It's so funny.
I'm not going to say it.
Luke and Keegan lean on decks.
Is this where the orgy is?
This is where the orgy is.
He says orgy.
Like, crazy.
We're going to head inside and play a little fun pre-dinner game.
We don't play games. We're adults.
Oh, my bad. Howie, turn on 60 Minutes.
Sorry, just ignore him. Tonight, we are going to be game people. What kind of game is it?
Oh, it's real low stakes. Real chill.
Later, inside.
No!
What the
what
fuck?
What is wrong with you?
Do the scene after this.
Don't you even think
Do
about...
not pass on this icon.
No. The defense is wrong.
No, the defense is wrong.
No.
No.
The defense is wrong.
And Joe Pesci, like, how do you know?
And she goes, I'm positive.
I'm positive.
Penelope Cruz.
Oh. My biological clock is
ticking like this. And the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
The deer with the little girl, bam.
Come on,
Rosie Perez.
Charlie covers his face, then wraps his arm around Howie.
In the bedroom, nominee.
Laura Dern?
Yeah, we get it. You're gay.
Seriously? You couldn't get Marissa Tomei, but you got Alicia Vikander?
I told you I didn't want to play.
That's actually the problem with Hollywood. It's people like you who forget about Marissa Tomei, but they remember Alicia Vikander.
I mean, she was really great in Ex Machina.
You need to stay out of this, you.
No,
hey,
no one's
do you
want to
go get a drink? Seems like this could go on for a while.
Noah leads Dex into the kitchen. Will glares at them.
Can we stop?
Oh my God. I knew it would be bad, but I didn't think it would be that bad. Jesus, that guy's not good at games.
Dex shakes his head.
What is that? What's going on there? Did you guys used to fuck or something?
Do it with me and Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, God. No, guys like Will do not fuck guys like me.
Oh, right, I forgot. You're hideous.
I mean, everyone in his circle is hot or rich or both, but, his real issue was, okay, I'm just gonna be upfront with you. I sort of have an OnlyFans, and it's just pictures of me. I'm not trying to, like, be a porn star.
Oh, my God, you don't have to do that. You know, sex work is work and all that.
Well, for guys like Will, social gatekeepers, you know, it's a pretty big deal breaker.
Gay guys like that are ruining this island.
Yeah, but then again, there are gay guys like you.
Yeah, I'm just another horny idiot.
Mm-hmm. I can work with that.
Yeah.
Dex kisses Noah sensually.
Dinner is served.
At night, at an outdoor table.
So there I was, on my hands and knees, in the middle of the meat rack, trying to use the light on my flip phone to scan this chick's pussy for crabs.
Oh, Aaron, we're literally eating right now.
Wait, did she, you know...
She did, but it was so worth it.
Oh, you still went through with it?
She was one of the great loves of my life. We dated for 2 years. We told everybody we met at Red Lobster.
Cooper looks at his phone. Will smiles shyly.
Thank you so much for this dinner. We don't usually eat this well when we're here.
Stop, you big flirt.
Oh, I'm serious. And it's not just the dinner. It's all of you. You're also different than anyone I've ever met before. I meant that in a good way. Will, you guys get it?
No, it's cool. We do take this week pretty seriously. Yeah. That's why it's really going to suck next year when we, you know.
Aaron rises.
Okay, enough of this talk. You gotta forgive Noah. He is the most sensitive of all of my boys. I guess he cares about us a little too much. Okay, who saved room for dessert?
Yes, please.
The different girls will get dessert. Just the different girls.
Oh, fuck this. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. We still have a week. Does anyone want a refill? Charlie?
Charlie's hand moves in Howie's lap.
Shut up. That did not happen.
Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I swear to God, that was his vibe.
Who cares? None of this matters unless you fucked. Did you fuck?
At the beach.
We did not fuck.
Oh, my God.
Lord!
I gave you uninterrupted access to our room for 27 minutes. What the fuck were you doing?
$10 that they were doing a puzzle.
Tell me you weren't doing a puzzle.
A word appears. Saturday. In a flashback, they do a puzzle.
Yeah. 27 minutes is not long enough to do a puzzle. Or have sex for that matter.
27 minutes is an episode of Chop. Do you need longer than an episode of Chop to have sex? Seriously, Spill, did you make any progress?
In a flashback, Howie and Charlie sit on the bed.
Coming out was a mess. My mom, she definitely took it a little bit better. But my dad, only son and all that typical dad shit. But that's why my friends, you know, you find the family that can fill in the gaps.
In the present, they leave the beach.
Shut up!
Get to the good part.
What? You're just really smart. And funny. And...
Charlie and Howie kiss.
Oh, their tongue. Okay, awesome. So you've laid the groundwork perfectly to seal the deal tonight.
But tonight's underwear party.
Yeah. You take him into the dark room, you get fucked, and then we all move on.
In the dark room? In front of
everyone.
Why do you care so much?
Because I'm not getting laid until you do.
And my blue balls are terminal. Get laid, please. God, it's like your thing. Plus, Dex seems like a lock.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. He flirts with all of us. So shut up.
Later.
I don't know why you guys don't think of me as more of a threat. Because Dex was giving me eyes last night.
Me too.
No, he wasn't.
Not you two salivating over a basic white guy again.
Okay, whatever. Dex is great. And Fringe Benefit, he really pisses off Will.
I think Will might be a little bit jealous.
What?
Noah does push-ups.
A little bit jealous.
Of who?
Can you stop?
What? I need the pump.
Maybe Will is jealous of Dex? Or you?
No. Dex gave me the download. Will thinks we're trash.
He might be a little bit more complex than that.
Who told you that, Charlie?
No. But also, Charlie wouldn't be friends with a complete asshole.
Whatever, that guy is just another token Asian in a sea of white friends.
Way harsh, Ty. I really think you might be wrong about this.
Megan, did you paint on abs?
Yeah, I just did. A little highlight.
I've got 3 roaches and 2 bags with maybe 1 bump between them and a really old bottle of poppers.
I stole a couple of my brother's Adderall, and if you take it, I have an edible.
It's basically Molly.
I found this on the ground at Battle Hymn a couple weeks ago. It could be Molly, or it could be like a probiotic.
Hmm, interesting. I've got half a bottle of G, and also a full bag of K that I got in Mexico.
Oh. I'm not doing drugs tonight.
I'm gonna take my first.
None of you are gonna pressure me?
Well, you don't do drugs. It's not news.
Yeah, babe, we love you, your family to us, but we no longer believe we can make you fun.
Is it down in one?
Save some drugs for me.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey.
Sure you don't want to come with us?
Cherry Grove? You know I'm not allowed back there.
Seriously, that fire was like 10 years ago.
Lesbians never forget. Besides, I have so much to do here. You'll have a good time. You don't need me. I'll be fine. I love you too. I know. I love you. I miss you. Don't forget to hydrate. So much to do.
Aaron eats ice cream and wears a face mask. The men leave.
Cherry Grove is so far. We should have taken a water taxi. Okay, because Charlie said his house was taking a water taxi.
Girl, the water taxi is like $9 per person. You know how many water bottles we could get for $9?
One.
Exactly.
We'll take the water taxi when we go back. Plus, it's better when you're fucked up anyways.
We're here. Okay, look alive, everybody. This might be the last time we get to do this together, so let's make a count.
Should we pray? I feel like we should pray.
I'm gonna get so fucked up tonight I forget my own name. Amen.
In a dance party.
No week on Fire Island would be complete if you didn't make an appearance at the underwear party. It's the one party where everyone is invited. The price of admission, just $20, and a little bit of dignity.
Now let's get in there.
The good book's up?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1.
They take drugs with bottles of water.
Are you sure you should be taking Luke's fourth pill? We don't even know what it is.
Whatever. The war's gonna end in 15 years anyways. I might as well go out in my underwear tonight. Right, guys?
Noah and Howie turn to see their friends gone. Men in their underwear dance wildly in a dark, crowded rave.
You see Charlie?
No, but I have a lead.
Oh, let's go talk to him.
Do we have to? Look at him. He's not even wearing his underwear. He's gonna be at the party. Be at the party.
Come on, be nice.
Howie drags Noah through the partygoers to Will.
Hey, is Charlie with you?
I think he's outside. We should go outside then.
No, I'll go. You stay in case he comes back.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Howie leaves Noah alone with Will. They face each other in the dark rave, standing in their underwear, and avoid eye contact. They begin dancing a few feet apart. Noah and Will inch closer to each other. They close in. Noah rests his hand on Will's shoulder.
So this has to be the drugs, right?
Noah closes his eyes. Their foreheads touch. Lights shine on them, casting shadows on their faces and bare chests.
Hi.
Got a quick sec?
Yeah, sure.
Cooper drags Noah away, leaving Will on the dance floor in a public restroom.
Sorry to pull you away. It's just, I wanted to talk to you about something and it's a little awkward.
No worries. What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about Will.
Okay. Why?
He's such a great guy, right? And like, so rich. He owns a huge house in the hills. I think he comes from money. He's got like that rich prep school kind of trauma.
That's why his voice is so deep.
Plus he's like kind of hot, right?
Sure.
So you do think he's hot? Damn it. I mean, it's crazy, right? I'm not normally into like that kind of guy, but
like what kind of guy? Like an Asian guy?
Oh my God, I did not say that. You said that.
Don't project that on me.
I actually really love that he's of a different culture. Plus, I think his mom's white.
Wow. I'm so sorry. What are we talking about?
I just wanted to tell you, because you're a friend, that, like, Charlie sort of brought Will here to hook up with me. Because I'm moving to LA next year, and I need a starter boyfriend. And I saw you circling, and I just want to make sure things don't get awkward. Okay, hon?
I was not circling Will.
Hey, I was looking for you. There is an emergency inside. It's medical. It's a medical emergency.
Oh, my God. Well, then I should go because I'm a nurse. And, yeah, so I'm going to go, but good luck with your little mission.
There's not really a medical emergency, right?
Oh, no. I was just thinking we could go absolutely nuts on the dance floor.
In the bathroom, Cooper fixes his hair. On the dance floor, Dex and Noah dance with Noah's arms on Dex's sculpted shoulders. Across the dance floor, Luke purses his lips at the crowd while Keegan dances obliviously behind him. He gets on Keegan's back and shades his eyes from the spotlight shining on him. Meanwhile, Dex kisses Noah beneath deep purple light. They make out passionately, then break apart.
Yeah, so this is usually the moment where I completely debase myself in a sweaty back room full of strangers. But...
Wait, have you seen Howie?
Don't be crazy. Charlie is a lock. Howie is happy. Mission accomplished. Ugh, you know who else said that?
George W. Bush. What?
Confirmed. The drugs have definitely kicked in.
Noah follows Dex. Now they walk through a dark room with other men groping in the shadows. They find a spot and continue kissing.
I got this.
Noah lowers to his knees in front of Dex. Dex brings his muscular arms to the back of his head. His face tilts upward. On the floor, Noah peers around Dex.
Huh.
He sees Will alone among the couples.
What's he looking for?
Will spots him.
Shit!
Oh. Oh.
Noah headbutts Dex's nose.
Let me see. Oh, shit. How bad is it? What should I do?
In my professional opinion, I think we need to shove a bunch of napkins up there.
Noah leads Dex out.
Guys, if you want to keep those drops white, I would move. Come on, get out of the way. Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? I'm a little busy right now. Okay, just be careful. What?
Dex is not a good guy.
Why? Because he has an OnlyFans?
What? No.
You know, he doesn't have great things to say about you either.
Did I see you two naughty boys come out of the dark room together?
Perfect.
It's so weird, Will, because he was just saying tonight how he wasn't into you at all.
I didn't say that. I'm not, for the record. But
my eyes are crazy. My eyes are crazy. They're completely black.
No, they're fun.
Actually, they are kind of weird. What did you take?
I'm guessing he found some K. Ketamine. Technically speaking, it's for horses.
Wait, God, is that Charlie?
What?
Charlie dances with a man.
Who the fuck is that?
Who is that? Is that me? I'm gorgeous.
That's Charlie's ex, Reese. We just flew him out this morning. Well, I guess not ex anymore.
Yeah, Dex is the one I gotta watch out for. I gotta find Howie.
Noah gets Max.
Come on.
Outside, Noah gives Max a water bottle.
You're gonna take this into the bathroom, fill it up, and drink until you feel normal, okay?
I am fun. And smart. And worth it.
Yes, baby, yes, you are. Now go hydrate.
Max goes into a bathroom. Noah finds Howie in a giant beach chair.
Hey, I found you.
Hey. Ah. I didn't even know I was lost.
MDMA. Molly. Chemically impossible to have a bad night on it, even if you wanted to.
So did you ever find Charlie? You saw him with that,
Oh, yeah, that fucking Zac Efron-looking guy he's triumphing. No, good for him. I love Neighbors 2. It's the rare sequel that surpasses the original.
Are you okay?
I mean, you saw the guy. It's game over.
No. The night is young.
I can fuck anybody I want to.
Oh, let's get you off the ground, baby.
No, the ground is the new chair, baby. Oh, fuck,
Charlie.
Next time, let's just stick to someone in my league.
No, what's that?
I just overheard some high people talking about Afkiki or Bayboy, and so many people going that they're not going to know we wasn't invited.
Luke leans on Keegan.
Is he okay?
And that's G. You do a little too much, and you end up looking like, well, that.
Yay, fine.
Can we go?
Yeah, I think we definitely need to get out of here. You deal with that, and I'm going to go find Max.
Girl, what are you doing? You got to go to the party.
Okay.
Keegan helps Howie off the ground. Noah goes into the restroom.
Max? Come on, Max. We got to go.
He checks stalls.
Oh. Can I just shit in peace?
At a party.
Will finds Noah outside.
Hey. You're looking for your friends. They just got on the water taxi.
What? Those bitches. I'm the one without a phone.
I think it was the last taxi out. They panicked. I told them I'd come find you. I know where they're going. You just have to cut through the meat rack.
Perfect.
Noah stalks away from Will.
Coming or what?
Will jogs after him. Rain pours.
Fuck!
You know, for somebody who reads so much, you have a very narrow vocabulary.
You're really boring, you know that?
Because I don't speak like a 13-year-old.
No.
Because you're rude, elitist, smug,
hella judgmental.
Wow, you seem to have a lot of opinions about someone you've only known for 3 days.
Oh, that's funny. You had a lot of opinions about me after, what, 3 hours?
What are you talking about?
Oh, God, how did you put it? He's not hot enough to be that annoying.
Did Charlie tell you I said that?
That's what you're concerned about right now? Who knocked
on you? No, I'm sorry, I just...
No, Charlie didn't tell me. Are you happy? God, you know, say what you will about me, but you barely even met Howie before you and your entire crew decided he wasn't good enough for Charlie. And then to pull this shit, literally airdropping in his ex from Manhattan, that's psychotic.
I didn't have anything to do with Reese coming here. That was all Cooper. I can't stand Reese. And for the record, I like your friend. Anything I did, I was doing to protect Charlie.
Protect Charlie? From who? From Howie? Have you met him? I should have been protecting him from all of you people.
You people? What exactly do I have in common with any of them?
Please. I have never met somebody who has made it so clear so immediately that they think they're so superior than everybody else. And you know, at first I thought it was just because you were rich. But it's actually deeper than that, isn't it? You think if you let everybody know how miserable you are being gay, it'll make you less of a faggot than the rest of us.
I don't think that I'm better than you.
You don't have to. Everybody else does.
Who?
The whole fucking world. Dude, look at us. Okay, you're this big, rich, successful lawyer who might as well be straight, and I'm not.
Oh, wow, you are spectacular. You think you've got the whole world figured out, but all you're doing is assuming the worst. Makes it easier for you. You expect everyone to reject you, so when somebody comes along and actually does, it doesn't hurt so much. The reality is, Noah, no one's thinking that much about you.
You know what? I don't really give a shit what you think about me.
Noah trips.
You okay?
I'm fine. Got this.
Will pulls Noah to his feet. Will leans toward Noah.
What are you doing? You hate me.
Noah backs away.
I have to go. I'm gonna go. And maybe you should just... You know, do whatever you want.
Noah runs away from Will down the trail. Clouds roll past a full moon. Outside a house party, Noah heads down outdoor steps and around a corner.
Hey.
Dex pulls him in and kisses him. Noah breaks away, leaning back.
What happened to you?
Have you seen Howie?
I can't find Luke. I think he's falling out.
Is that news?
Well, we have to get him home. All right, go find Howie. I'll take care of this.
Thank you.
Dex goes with Keegan. Noah enters the crowded house party. A stage light casts red beams up a wall. In a tight hallway, Noah weaves past men kissing and talking close to each other. He opens a door. In the room, men have sex. Noah leans forward.
Holly?
They pause and look over.
Okay, thank you. Worth a shot. Hey, you will never guess what just happened to me.
On stairs.
Fell in a bunch of mud?
Yeah. Do you want to get out of here?
Actually, he was just about to leave with me.
No, he's not.
Jealous. You know, I got a big bed. Room enough for three.
Thanks, but we're gonna pass.
I'm not.
What? Can you excuse us for a second?
I need to talk to you upstairs.
Noah pulls Howie away from Moses.
What are you doing?
I'm doing exactly what you told me.
Not with that guy, though. Anybody but that guy.
He's into me.
Yeah, and he has like 5 anime tattoos. You said no settling. That is settling.
And you said that this was supposed to make me feel good. Well, guess what? I don't feel good. I feel really fucking bad for
you. Right, but fucking some rice queen is not going to make you feel better. There are plenty of other guys. For you too.
No, stop it. Stop talking about this like we're the same.
But we are. You and me. Fuck the rest.
No, stop. You want to feel so good so badly that you did all this. And now you want me to feel good too because you... I don't know, you feel guilty? I don't really give a shit, but stop pretending like you don't understand how the world works.
That's really unfair.
Fuck you.
Howie, shorter and less muscular than Noah, storms out of the bathroom. Leaning against the wall, Noah opens his mouth, then closes it. At dawn, waves crash on the beach. Wind rustles seagrass. At Aaron's, Noah walks through the dark, quiet house. He stops in front of a closed door. He turns away from it, then goes outside. By the pool, he crosses the deck slowly. He looks upward. He drops defeatedly onto a lounge chair.
Don't tell anybody, but I think I might have fucked up.
He wraps a beach towel around his shoulders. He curls up on the lounger, cocooned in the towel. Later.
I cannot believe you just left us there last night,
okay? How are you still sleeping right now?
I was out of my mind, okay?
Yeah, you're still rolling, girl.
Okay, one at a time.
Howie still isn't home.
And neither is Luke. Hey, thanks for your help last night, because now he's missing.
I swear, if something happened to him, like, we were making a podcast.
And this came for you.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, that horrible friend of Charlie's. What's his name? Womb?
Will? Is this a letter? What does it say?
We don't know. Max wouldn't let us read it.
They lean in while Noah reads.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go read this inside.
Wait. Can you at least tell us what it says? Please? Come on. We are so bored, girl.
Noah reads the letter in his room.
Hey. I know this isn't the ideal way to do this, but you don't have a phone at the moment, and I thought it might be best to do this sooner rather than later. So let me say sincerely, I'm sorry.
In a flashback, Will writes on the beach.
For what I said that first night. For everything.
In the present, Noah reads.
Beyond that, I did want to clarify one thing about Dex. He's not the person he presents himself to be. I promise, my dislike of him has nothing to do with whatever he told you, and everything to do with what he did to someone I'm close to. Just know, he is exceptionally good at hiding who he really is. I hope you can forgive me, and that maybe eventually we could even be friends. Sincerely, Will.
the fuck?
We have a situation.
What the fuck is he doing here?
He showed up saying he needed to talk to Howie. Of course, they're in the one place in the house it's impossible to eavesdrop on.
When did Howie get back?
A little while ago. Did something happen between you two?
I don't know. I think he blames me for that. But I told him from the start, don't get sucked into one guy's orbit, especially that guy. And I've been focused all week on him and his happiness and getting him laid. And I didn't think it would solve all his problems, but I thought I could make him feel hot and powerful for a week.
Is sex what makes you feel hot and powerful?
No, I'm hot and powerful, so I have a lot of sex. I just thought I could reverse engineer it a little bit. But I think I can still fix this. I don't know. It's complicated.
Complicated, please. You want to know what I think?
Babe, I love you, but this is me and Howie. It's serious.
Oh, fuck you. Listen, I know you all think I'm some old, ridiculous burnout, but I had a whole life before I met you, and it used to look a lot like yours. I had lovers and friends, summers in Cherry Grove with lesbians my own age, and I thought I had it all figured out.
Babe, I know all your stories.
Yes, the fun ones, not the ones where I fucked it up. I tried to fix everyone, but what I was doing is over time, slowly pushing everyone I cared about out of my life until my only friends were a group of boys half my age who only put up with me because I have a house on Fire Island.
That's not true. We love you.
That's sweet, but you're missing the point. Howie doesn't need anyone to fix him. Not you, not this island, not anything. He just needs a friend. He'll be just fine. You'll see.
Charlie hugs Howie and leaves. Howie falls in the pool.
Oh my God, my baby's drowning!
Howie screams into the water. Later.
So, Charlie's ex has Lyme disease?
Seriously?
Please.
It's like that thing Yolanda Hadid has.
Yeah, he just found out, and now Charlie, you know, wants to be supportive because he says it's really serious.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's clearly bullshit, though. I mean, you saw that guy last night.
I mean, Charlie probably made it up because he feels that.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I just
what difference does it make?
Aaron and Max look at Noah. Noah rushes away, leaving Max, Aaron, and Keegan to comfort Howie. Noah walks along a boardwalk past the island's restaurants, hugging himself with one arm. He slows to a stop. His hands fall to his sides. Will heads toward him, eating an ice cream cone. Will stops. He throws the ice cream and makes a run for it.
I don't think so.
Noah chases after him into the ice palace. Inside, on stage.
You just twist your blind a little bit. Leave the door ajar. And let the whole salad bar hang out. So we brought sandwiches to the room. No microwave.
Hey, weirdo, you dropped your ice cream back there.
So what did we do?
Oh.
Honey, I got that.
Later. Wasn't sure you'd want to see me.
So you ran away.
Returning the favor.
Very funny. I got your letter.
I see. So are we...
good? We're good. I am, however, a little pissed at your friend right now. Lyme disease? Are you fucking kidding me? Does he even like that guy?
I don't know. Can we talk about something else?
Sure. Let's talk about Dex. You sent me this weird letter, like a Victorian ghost filled with all these vague details about the past.
It's not really my story to tell, but look at this and it'll give you a clearer picture of the kind of person he really is.
He has an Instagram. What a villain. Okay, so he has some thotty pictures, but doesn't make him a bad guy necessarily.
Noah scrolls.
Oh. Just be careful. You have to trust me.
I like we're friends or something?
Something like that.
I'm not an easy guy to be friends with.
Shocking.
Oh, yeah, right, and you are?
I have a lot of friends, actually. I'm a very fun-loving person.
Really?
Yep.
Prove it.
I need some new blood, though, honey. You come every single week.
Oh, great. Over here.
Oh, no. That wasn't...
You said you were fun. Be fun.
Okay, you.
Over here.
Oh, honey, you had too many shots, Bo. Oh, yeah, very eager. Hey. Gorgeous. Come on up. Hello. Stand in line over here. All right. So what is your name?
Will.
Hi, Will. Everyone say hi. Have you ever done a dance off before?
No.
Okay. Are you excited for the dance off?
Yep.
Yes, I'm excited. Okay. DJ Next is going to put on some music, and you just, you know, shake your groove thing. Right? Y'all ready to see it? DJ, stick it in. All right. Everybody get sexy now. To the beat. To the beat. Okay, Will. All right. Okay, get to the front. Let's see what you really got, honey. All right, Will, let's go.
Noah grins in the audience. Center stage, Will crosses his hands in front of his face.
Yes. Okay, somebody's been studying. Yes.
Noah covers his eyes and peeks through them as Will steps to the side, strikes poses, yes, then turns and looks coyly over his shoulder. Noah laughs.
Oh, Will, okay, the 90s, just straight up the 90s, okay?
Will does a quick grapevine dance step, then slows down and jogs in place. Grinning, Noah brings his fist to his mouth and shakes his head. Will locks his eyes on Noah as he keeps dancing.
You got your eye on somebody, all right.
A views soars over beach houses and the ocean. A word appears in the sky. Monday.
Jason undressed me.
On the beach, Will drops shoes onto the sand and Noah sets down a bag. Noah and Will shake out beach towels in slow motion and rest them on the ground. Noah kneels on his towel. Later, lying on his back, Will looks over at Noah, who reads a book with his elbow resting on his leg. Will turns the page of his own book and props his hand behind his head. Noah glances at him over his shoulder. Sprawled out on their respective towels, Will and Noah smile and engage in conversation. Will rises. Noah rubs his own arm. Will stands nearly waist deep in the ocean. Will leaps onto his back in the water. Noah averts his eyes. Later, at karaoke.
Girl, come on and tell us.
Not now. Later.
But we all want to know now.
Stop.
You were gone forever yesterday.
Stop.
I know text, no nothing.
We thought you were dead.
Okay, well, I'm here now.
Okay. Well, who was it?
Who even says I was with someone?
Yeah, guys, remember when he got locked in that guy's bathroom for, like, 6 hours? Maybe he got locked in 2 different bathrooms. That's, like, half a day.
Okay, well, for your information, actually, I was with the guy.
I knew it.
Sorry, Noah. Looks like I'm the hot one now.
Luke struts away with Keegan.
He got locked in a bathroom again.
Without question.
Howie's smile vanishes.
Okay. Ma'am, how long are you going to be mad at me?
Sir, I'm not mad at you.
Okay. This is the longest you've gone without talking to me since I said Call Me By Your Name was boring.
It's a fucking masterpiece. I'm sorry. It's not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Next, we've got Howie.
What?
No, I did. We did.
Come on. You have to.
No, I can't.
Come on, girl.
It's tradition.
Hey!
Luke and Keegan bring Howie on stage. Charlie, Cooper, and Reese arrive. They take seats at a small table. Frowning, Howie lifts a microphone.
You tell me you're in love with me. Like you can't take your pretty eyes away from me. It's not that I don't want to stay. But every time you come too close, I move away. I wanna believe in everything that you say, 'cause it sounds so good. But if you really want me, move slow. There's things about me you just have to know. Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared. All I really want is to hold you tight, treat you right, be with you day and night. Baby, all I need is time. Just hang around and you'll see there's nowhere I'd rather be.
Charlie stares longingly at Howie. Luke and Keegan cuddle Howie. Howie grins at them.
Sometimes I ride, sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared of you, but all I really want is to hold you tight, be with you day and night. Baby, all I need is time.
Luke and Keegan pose dramatically on either side of Howard. Charlie applauds enthusiastically. Erin reads her phone. The boys usher her outside.
Oh, look, girl, what's the matter?
What's going on?
My poor Luke.
Poor me?
What?
Oh, my God.
Is that me? What the fuck?
Noah takes the phone.
Fuck, is that Dex? Why are you in a video with Dex?
My friend Jonathan sent it to me. Some guy named PJ screen recorded it and sent it to Greg, who recognized Luke and then sent it to Jonathan. And probably half of the cater waiters on the Lower East Side have seen it. I mean, there's not much to do between courses besides jerk off.
Okay, this is really bad because that's my whole face.
Did he tell you he was going to do that? Did he ask you if it was okay?
What do you think? I don't know. I don't remember. I'm so fucked up. I barely remember having sex with him.
Jesus Christ, this is not cool.
But then I remember I woke up in the morning and he was there. And we spent the whole day, like, mostly fucking, which I definitely consented to that. And I kind of thought the whole thing was kind of romantic until, like, right now.
Jesus Christ, give me that. What are you guys doing?
Please don't do anything insane. Just have him take it down. I don't want him to be mad at me, so don't be all Noah about it.
I'm gonna kill him.
Sure.
Look, I'm so sorry. What the fuck?
Wait,
that is so fucked up.
I'd be happy to know you were right.
I'm gonna be honest, this feels like a trap.
Noah shows Will Aaron's phone.
Why am I looking at pornography?
Look closer.
I'm gonna kill him.
No, wait, I said that. That's my thing.
Will and Noah reach a pool.
Hey,
fucking
what's up?
Little shit. Oh.
Noah shoves Dex into the water.
What the fuck?
Look familiar?
Okay, hey, I think there's been some kind of misunderstanding. You don't get to be dry. Listen, if you're pissed at me because I fucked your friend instead of you, oh, the least you could have done.
Nice try. I'm pissed because you're a loser and a fraud who takes advantage of people.
Hey, he was ready and willing, which is more than I can say for
you.
He
didn't know you were going to put this shit online. That's like...
A crime. Without some sort of written waiver of consent, this meets the criteria under New York State law for revenge porn. Add in the illegal substances involved and you're looking at jail time, a hefty fine... And registration as a sex offender.
Wait, hold on. We do not...
Speaking with the victim, I think we can resolve this matter right now.
How?
Delete the video on your phone and your website for starters.
Now.
Dex takes his phone.
I would make it my personal mission to make sure these videos disappear forever.
And you have to delete your Instagram.
What? No way!
I don't think we can make him do that.
I think if a judge saw the Instagram, they would be on my side. Just check his phone.
Dex hands the phone to Will. Will checks it, then hands it to Noah.
Awesome. We're done here.
He flings the phone into the pool. Will follows Noah.
These are waterproof now, you know.
Don't ruin this for me.
Later.
Shut the fuck up. You made that up?
Some of it. Some of it was a little bit of an exaggeration.
Holy shit, you legally blonded him. Oh my God.
Sorry, I don't know what that is.
You don't know what... Oh my God, we were having such a nice moment and you had to ruin it. Is that what you do in L.A.? Big trial lawyer like
No, I work for a nonprofit. Mostly tenants' rights stuff, wrongful evictions, nothing sexy.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just happy that I could help, you know. Dex, he's never really been concerned about enthusiastic consent. Couldn't do much last time. My friend, he was embarrassed, I think, and didn't want us to talk about it, so we didn't, and Dex got to keep his image.
Oh, well. People talk about it now. Got a real big mouth, and I don't know how things work in L.A., but in New York, we've ostracized people for way less.
That's something, at least.
They walk on the beach.
Hey, seriously, thank you. I owe you one.
They nudge each other in the shoulder.
Time on Fire Island.
They stroll in slow motion.
Sometimes it feels like it stretches on forever.
Smiling, Will and Noah face each other. They lean toward each other.
Hey! So what happened?
I'll be up in a minute.
His friends back up from a balcony. Howie last.
Sure you don't want to come up?
Yeah, no, I'm not very good at parties.
What?
You're not good at parties?
Oh.
Not Will. No.
All right.
He's not good at parties.
Calm down.
Smiling, they back away from each other. Will waves. Noah turns, then looks back. Later.
So I pushed him in the pool, and he looked up at me and he said, I love you. And I said, you don't know what love is. And then I realized, oh, you're ugly.
Can't believe you're letting him tell your story.
Yeah, I think this is just his way of processing things.
Where did Will go? Why would I know that?
Okay, you don't have to do this. You don't have to worry about me. You can fuck whoever you want.
Okay, that is definitely not what I am looking for. And by the way, I'm not done worrying about you. And if I hadn't pushed you, like literally pushed you, then told you, I'm fine with Charlie of it all.
Are you talking about me?
No, we're talking about our other friend Charlie. He died in a fire.
It's really sad.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Ignore him.
Did you have fun?
I did, yes.
Oh, we don't usually go to karaoke, just the parties. So I was glad that you showed it to me before, Reese.
Choo-choo, where's my vodka soda? Baby's thirst.
You guys don't know each other. Reese, this is Howie and Noah.
Oh my God, cute. Boyfriend twins. It's like looking in a mirror.
No, sweetie, they're not boyfriends.
Come on, let's go in and dance.
I'm horny. Okay.
I'll see you guys later. Later, Hans. Bye.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and scrub my eyeballs out.
Yeah, probably a good plan. Hey.
Noah and Howie touch pointer fingers. Noah mouths, love you. Howie leaves.
You know what? Actually, let's do it, Leo.
We're doing it now.
Keegan brings Luke over.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How are you doing?
Look, you did not have to do that for me before. Especially for me, because I'm such a bitch to you all the time, and I know we're friends, but things are obviously different.
It's not even that we're friends, Luke. Okay, we're more than that. We're family. Right? Like, that means something to me. Because you two and all you guys, you're like all I have.
Luke smiles. Keegan leans on him.
Okay, whatever. What are we gonna, like, hug and wrap this up? How does this end?
Why don't we just get a little fucked up and dance? Come on. Yeah, okay.
We can hug.
No.
In the morning, Noah rolls over in bed. A word appears. Tuesday. He sits up. Howie packs a suitcase.
What are you doing?
Don't be mad.
Howard?
I can't do it. I can't stay and see him or see them together like that.
Oh my God, you cannot end your vacation because of one guy.
It's not just about Charlie. It's a lifetime of Charlie's. I'm 30, and I've never had a boyfriend. I've never been in a relationship. I've never...
Oh, my God. We have been through this. Monogamy is a disease created by straight people to make us less interesting.
Yeah, I've heard your TED Talk. Listen. Please.
Okay.
Noah fingers a gold chain on his neck. Howie sits on the bed.
You're the only person I know who understands how shitty it can be sometimes to feel unwanted like this. And I'm so glad that you've found a way to feel good despite all the fucked up shit we deal with. But you think that if you're vulnerable for just one second that it's all gonna come crashing down, and maybe that's true for you, but it's not true for me. I want to be vulnerable, even if it hurts. Your roles, they don't work for me. And honestly, I don't know that they're working for you either. So let me be sad about this and deal with it and figure it out my own way.
Yeah, but my way you get to come a bunch.
Oh my god, I'm gonna masturbate so much when I get home.
Noah leans back against a pillow.
When are you leaving?
5 o'clock ferry.
Oh my god, you couldn't even stay for one last sunset?
This is the last time we're gonna be in our home together. Our friendship isn't just limited to this island. You know, you've never come to visit me in SF.
Yeah, well, I'm not flying Spirit for you, bitch.
Howie rises and rounds the bed.
Does Charlie know?
No. Probably give me another pity conversation, and at this point, it would make me feel even more pathetic.
Or he could, you know, do one of those pre-9/11 rom-com moves, you know, where somebody rushes through an airport and stops you from getting on the plane, and then you kiss, and it's awesome.
I thought you didn't want the rom-com bullshit for me.
Babe, all I want is for you to be happy. Always.
Promise me you won't tell Charlie.
I promise.
Charlie!
I mean, you had to see that coming, right?
Excuse me, can we help
me? Yeah, you could get a new fucking line, Brayden. Jesus.
Wait, he's leaving? Why?
Do you need a hint?
Okay, fair. Look, the timing of this is just really shitty.
Fuck the timing. Go and stop him.
It's not that simple. I've known Reese since before I came out, and I owe him.
Listen, I get it. I get your whole nice guy shtick, all right? You have the chance at something real with Howie, something great. I don't really get it, but what the fuck do I know? I've been wrong before. I've been wrong a lot. This week, especially about people and situations and...
Will listens in from a doorway.
Stuff, okay? Maybe I was even wrong about you. Maybe you're not the idiot that I thought you were. Prove me wrong. Go and do something, because if you don't, if you fuck this up, it's game over. You won't get another shot at this.
What are you doing in my house?
Howie's leaving.
Oh, Jesus. Are we still on this? Nobody wants to fuck your friend.
Wait, you think Charlie likes that little Asian guy?
Reese.
I mean, come on. He's joking, right? Like, you're the Amy Schumer one?
Enough. But I said enough. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I think I get the gist.
Noah, I'm sorry.
You know what's funny? I am the only person this week who stopped to consider whether you deserved him.
Noah passes Will.
You were right about this place.
Noah storms out.
I'm sorry. What is happening?
Noah runs down a boardwalk trail through the woods at the ferry dock.
It's just not right.
Barely noticed him gone.
Not true.
Where's Noah?
Probably taking one of Max's little walks in the meat rack.
Okay, for your information, I'm looking at constellations.
Sweetie, give it a rest. We all know you're getting your ass ate in the dunes.
Sorry.
You know me, always late for the ferry.
You sure this is how you want to go?
Yeah, I am.
Howie and Noah touch fingers.
Promise I'll come visit you.
Howie's lips pinch. Restraining tears, Howie carries his suitcase and a backpack. Luke wraps his arms around Keegan from behind. Howie heads down the dock toward the ferry. Max strokes Noah's shoulder with his thumb, then lowers his arm. Howie sits on a rooftop seat on the ferry. His friends wave at him.
Why does this feel like the last summer here, like ever?
It is, stupid.
Couldn't last forever. Some things have to change.
Feels like all the wrong stuff is changing.
The ferry crosses the water, leaving a white trail behind it. Howie leans on the railing, staring at the ocean below.
It was just a dream.
A tear rolls down his cheek. His friends remain on the dock.
So is our plan to sort of stand here sadly in the direct sun all day?
There it is. You couldn't even give us a minute.
Okay, I know Howie, and he would not want us to sit here and mope on the dock. He would want us to do bumps of K by the pool. So let's go.
Fuck. Did he get on? Did I miss him?
What the fuck are you doing here?
Hi.
Hey.
I thought I could stop him.
Well, you really fucked that one up, buddy. He's halfway to the mainland by now.
Okay, so what should I do? Should I call him?
I think if you wanted to fix this, you'd have to do something really big, something colossally stupid.
Okay.
I'm not sure I know what that means.
I have an idea. Follow me.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing?
Something big. Something stupid.
Will and Charlie run off. Everyone but Max follows.
I don't think I want to be implicated in this.
Come on.
Aaron drags Max along.
But you can't take your pretty eyes away from me.
Now, Howie steps off the ferry onto a dock on the mainland. Brow furrowed, he starts down the dock with his bags. He turns around. His friends Charlie and Will head toward him on a water taxi. They wave rainbow flags. On the water taxi. Howie sighs. The taxi pulls up to the dock.
Whatever you do, stay on the dock.
6:15 train.
I have a feeling you want to hear this.
Okay, but why all the flags?
Charlie gets off.
Did you steal a water taxi?
We did, yeah. There's a really angry lesbian on there. Look, I need to say that I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry for everything.
It's fine, Charlie, I'm fine.
No, it's not. Everything with Reese, I wasn't thinking. I thought that I had to... It doesn't matter what I thought. I was wrong.
Okay, Charlie, this is your big rom-com moment, okay? You gotta do something big, something stupid.
I love you.
Oh. No, too big, too stupid. Dial it back.
Yeah, it's a little weird. We're not really there yet.
Yeah, okay, all I'm trying to say is...
God, I don't know why this is so hard.
I gotta catch my shuttle or else I'm gonna miss my train.
No, wait, okay. Look. I just need you to know how fucking incredible I think that you are. You are the most interesting man I have ever met. And the funniest. And you're beautiful. And I really, really like you. And I just wanted you to know that before you left. And Noah said a bunch of stuff.
Oh, Jesus, please don't ever, ever listen to Noah.
Now you tell me.
Noah leans expectantly over the railing.
You actually stole a boat for me. I actually stole a boat for you.
Sometimes I... Charlie takes Howie's face in his hands and kisses Howie passionately. Howie kisses him back, then breaks their kiss, grinning. They embrace and rock side to side. On the water taxi, a woman breaks through.
Okay, can we go to Cherry Grove now?
We will get there when we get there.
The water taxi sails back to Fire Island at sunset. Later, Max, Luke, Howie, Charlie, Keegan, and Aaron celebrate around an outdoor table. Noah watches them from a short distance away. They cheers beverages and lift their cups.
This whole time, we were so worried about the house. But it's never been about the house. It's always been about the people. We'll be fine. We'll make new memories. But when I look back on the years I got to spend with my family on Fire Island...
Noah smiles.
This is what I'll remember.
His friends grin and laugh with their arms wrapped around each other. Will sits on a dock with his feet dangling over the edge. Noah comes up to him. He sits next to Will.
Today was a lot.
Yeah.
All that drama for what? Somebody you met 5 days ago? Yeah. Because, I mean, what happens now? Howie goes back to SF, the Pines bubble bursts, then 6 months from now, they'll probably just be...
In love. Maybe even happy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. You know, I think that's what Howie always wanted out of these trips. Come out here,
meet some vacation boyfriend, lug him back to the real world.
What about you? What do you want?
You know, it's so weird. My whole life, I felt like I've had everything figured out, everybody. And then I come out here and I just keep getting thrown, you know? It's like, God, have I been wrong about everything this week?
It feels longer, doesn't it? It's like time works, just works differently here. Does that sound crazy?
A little bit.
Noah smirks.
What about you? What do you want? You probably want some gay marriage nightmare. Join Instagram account as a French bulldog.
God, no. I don't think monogamy's for me.
Yeah, I mean, same.
I don't really like dogs.
Okay, so what do you want?
I want that.
Two elderly men slow dance behind them on the dock.
All right, you asked me what I wanted.
Dance with me.
What?
You know, you've already run away from me once this week. I don't know if my pride could handle it if it happened again.
Well,
Noah.
Listen, I just, I really like my freedom. That's like a big thing with me. And
yeah.
I'm doing really, really, really well on my own. And, falling in love with romance thing is really stupid. And, you know, of course we'd have great sex. I mean, look at us. But I'm not right for you, and you're definitely not right for me.
Hey, it's just a dance.
Yeah, but then what?
Guess we'll find out.
Noah nods. Having helped him to his feet, Will pulls Noah against him. They slow dance. They circle slowly on the dock with the smooth water stretching out beyond them. Their foreheads touch. They shut their eyes, then pull away and hold each other's gaze. Noah smiles and looks away. Will kisses him. Noah wraps his hand around Will's back and deepens their kiss. Will pulls Noah tighter against him. Their mouths move fervently against each other's as the sun nears the horizon behind them.
Excuse me. I need a memo with my sister.
Of course.
Noah and Howie jump up and down as their friends surround them. Keegan pulls Will into the group. They all dance on the dock together. They celebrate on the dock between boats. Fire Island and the beach fill the landscape behind them. Audio description by Deluxe. Voice by Julian Smith.
Oh, guys, look alive. It's happening.
Ooh, huh?
Okay, hooray.